Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Gentle Dentist continues to hear compliments from their patients.
I am so glad we found the Gentle Dentist. It is truly pain-free. Not just for me, but I'm so happy my children have had such a wonderful experience. They love the Smile Club.
I'm a business owner, so every minute of my time is valuable. I love that they are so respectful of my time.
The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call now. New patients receive a free sonic toothbrush with a cleaning and exam. Call 614-431-3311.
While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's lattice.com/no regrets.
There's a quote that states, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Which means that your reaction is drastically more important than the circumstance. And that's critical to know. It's critical to understand that nothing, no one in life has more power over your own situation than you. And there's an old story that hits on this point exactly. There's a father and a daughter. And basically the daughter's complaining. She's complaining about life, how difficult things are. She doesn't know how she's going to make it in whatever it is she's doing. I mean, the bottom line is she's tired of the day-to-day, right? And her father gets this idea. He says, come with me into the kitchen. And he gets 3 pots of water, puts them on the stove, and turns the burners on. As soon as they start boiling, he drops a potato in the first one, an egg in the second one, and some coffee beans in the third one. And after some time goes by and they boil a little bit, he pulls them out, right? He puts the potato in a bowl, he puts the egg in a bowl, and he takes a ladle and he puts some of the coffee in a cup. And he says, what do you see? She says, well, I see a potato, I see eggs, and I see coffee. He says, yeah, but look closer. There's more there. And she goes and she touches the potato, and it's now soft. And he hands her the bowl with the boiled egg. And she takes the shell off and breaks it open. She sees that it's hard inside. Then finally, he asks her to take a sip of the coffee. And, you know, she smells it. She takes a sip. A smile comes to her face. She says, so what does all this mean? What are you trying to say? And he says, well, the potato, when I dropped it in the water, it was rigid, it was tough, it was uncompromising. But in the boiling water, it became soft, weak. Then you have the egg that was basically the opposite. This delicate layer protecting a liquid center, and the boiling water made it hard. And then there was the coffee. That wasn't just changed by the situation. It created something new. It took the same adversity and used it as a lever to bring something beautiful into existence. He then looks at his daughter and says, look, when things become challenging, when things become difficult, which one are you? What's your approach? See, maybe the question is not about how challenging the situation is, right? Maybe we've been asking the wrong question. Maybe it's, how do you transform yourself? And by default, the world around you. How do you take your...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Strengths, your values, your loves, your joys, your happiness. And let that lead you into something bigger. When life gets hard, and it does, what do you become? I always remind myself, you know, we are not defined by life at peak state. As much as I wish that were the case, right? We're not shaped by the easy days or the times that we floated by. Because those times are great, they're enjoyable, but they're not what make or break us. It's the times that challenge us and ask us to be what we have not yet become. That's the good stuff. And this is another one of those, you know, simple but not easy type things, because on paper it makes sense, it's understood. But it's an outlook that manifests over time. It's slowly stacked piece by piece and brick by brick, realizing that every situation provides you with tools to make something out of an apparent nothing. And then it waits. Because fate is in your hands. And I can certainly think of, you know, times in my life, that's one of the reasons I love these stories. I can reflect where each one of those pots of boiling water was relevant, right? I can think of times I was too headstrong, like the metaphorical potato. I thought success would be easy. I thought projects would be simple to execute. I spent months doing things that just weren't good because I didn't ask, what does the world need? I asked myself, what do I want to give the world? And there has to be a marriage there, right? And it was a quick reminder that the world owes me nothing. I was humbled or softened, as the story goes. I've been the egg. I've been timid. I've been uncertain, thin-skinned, worrying about what people would say or the content I was creating, worried about perception. How would things look if I failed? And very quickly, I learned that when life is a game of comparison or one-upmanship, when you do things for reasons and people other than yourself, can't win. You overcompensate. You do things for the wrong reasons and you lose yourself. You become hardened. And then there's the good stuff, right? Getting to the coffee, not bowing down to the circumstances, but shaping. Not letting life dictate how the story goes or the fate of your character. And what's interesting is I'm pretty sure that being that metaphorical egg and the potato, they lay the foundation to become the coffee, the life lessons, the falling down, the picking my ego up off the floor, learning to trust myself, not be led by the opinions and expectations of others. You essentially learn that you can take the world around you and change it, that it is malleable, it is flexible. You have that power. You have that ability. It's up to you to believe it. And that's critical because no one comes along and co-signs that understanding for you. It's an internal process. You start to learn that things aren't there to provide instruction. They're there to propel you. But can you see the unknown as the opportunity, the obstacle as the way, and the loss as the armor that you pick up during the journey? And so, you know, all of these words essentially come to one point. And that point is you have so much more control over your life than you think you do. As I've said before, you are stronger than you think you are. You are more resilient than you can even imagine. And when life tests you, and again, it will, remember that the challenges are not happening to you, but for you. The world isn't taking away what you have, it's giving you what you need. So long as you're willing to adapt with it, to grow, expand out, because you not only have the ability to change yourself, but the world as well.